Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
How about that? It is what? Feb 7?
Yes.
February 7th, 2024. And it's time for Elevate Your Day, which is The Buzz, our devotional, and This Day in History. So let's get going on The Buzz. And that is what we have going on at Hale Multimedia, what we're going to be working on. So what's your day looking like?
Well, I received a call yesterday from Taylor Museums. And I've got the go-ahead to finish that up. And another job for them, I'm going to create them a logo. So I'm going to be making a logo today.
That's in Loup County, Nebraska. Taylor Museums. Yeah. The town of Taylor. If you've ever been up in those parts and you've seen those cutout people.
The villagers, yes.
Yeah, that's the town where you see those.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun, pretty fun. And there's a story behind that. So Andy, I'm sure you're going to have a beautiful website. You got the go-ahead on the look and just putting it together. And so you're going to finish up the logo and launch that baby.
Yeah, probably by the end of the week.
Super.
What do you have?
I have Troyer Auctions. Talked to Harley Troyer yesterday. They've got a sale coming up. Actually, two sales.
Yeah.
He sells horses. He's an auctioneer that's been doing this for over 40 years. He has two sales coming up. The one we're really working on right now is that Mile High Select Sale at milehighselectsale.com. Another website that we did. Did I do that or did you?
I think we worked on that one together.
All right. So go to Mile High Select Sale and see a collaborative effort there.
Yes.
We also work very closely with Mr. Troyer with a back end where he can control everything. And in fact, if you're looking for a site for an auction or for a fundraiser or for your business of any kind, we've been in the business for 25 years, so that's why we're telling you what we have going on today here at Hale Multimedia. Over 1,000 website projects in 25 years, so we're keeping busy.
Oh, yeah.
But that's it for our website work, and I'm sure we're working on a lot of other things, too. Podcasting's going crazy, and speaking of podcasting, we have our daily devotional next. So if you're listening to this segment and you want to hear that, make sure you jump on over or continue on with Elevate Your Day.
We're on day 3 of Let Go of the Guilt.
Yeah, that's from Valerie Burton.
Yes. She says, stop beating yourself up and take back your joy.
How do you do that?
Well, yesterday we said you need to pinpoint the guilt trigger.
Ah, yes.
Remember?
Indeed. We did.
Today, you need to examine your thoughts.
Okay. So our title is What Matters to You?
Yes.
The point here is examine your thoughts. We can declare our values and rattle off an impressive sounding list in conversation with others, but the true test of our values is easily revealed in what we choose to do every day. You live your values even if you don't know what your values are. Values are an expression of what you really believe. When you put your phone down to look your loved ones in the eye and talk to them, it is an expression of your values. When you scroll your social media feed while your loved ones are trying to talk to you, it is also an expression of your values.
Guilt ensues when our values are out of alignment with our actions. When your actions do not line up with what you say is important, you must reckon with the fact that, in that moment, your values are a lie. It is that lie that creates the guilt. But what if your values aren't even your values? What if the values were told to you? What if you've adopted others' values and never stopped to really question whether you agree with them?
That's an excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
Owning your values means accepting the fact that you might be different from those around you and not feeling guilty about it. Your values guide your thoughts, decisions, and actions. The process of letting go of guilt requires evaluating the origin of a thought by clarifying the value that created it. When you recognize you're holding on to values rooted in beliefs that are unhealthy, unhelpful, and in some cases spiritually misguided, you can let go of false guilt and embrace authentic values that reflect the life of joy and freedom that you want without apology.
Self-coaching can help you figure out which values drive your guilt. Using powerful questions to peel back the layers to find the values that lead to your thoughts will help you determine what core values you really want to hold on to and what values you need to adjust. Asking questions helps you identify false assumptions and even faulty information that is driving your thoughts and feelings of guilt. Even though your thoughts may be honest, that doesn't necessarily mean they are true. Questioning your thoughts helps you determine if your value is based on truth.
Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Philippians 4:8. As you clarify your values, you can own them. As you see the truth in what you value, you can articulate what you believe, make decisions accordingly, and shed the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
When you take a stand and reject guilt for things you know are right for you, you own your own values. When you find yourself feeling defensive or guilty about something because someone else thinks it's what you should do, but you don't, pause and examine your thoughts. Again, use that peel method to uncover the truth about your own values.
Owning your values is empowering and freeing. Don't miss it. Slow down and really get this. Take a deep breath. Pray for clarity and courage. And then watch the confidence that comes in truly becoming who you are. Because you are someone who understands their values, their expectations of themselves, their boundaries with others, and the power of God to move when they operate in faith instead of fear.
How do your actions reflect your values?
What can you do to define and adjust your values so that they are based on truth?
And how can prayer and the power of God through His Word and the Holy Spirit help you establish authentic values and walk in faith instead of fear?
Well, true values are based on His Word, not necessarily on what your family believes. So owning your own values is by studying it yourself. And that's how you can establish your values, because your values are rooted in truth, the Word of God.
Lord, we pray for clarity and courage and the confidence to know who You are. We pray to understand humility versus boldness so that we may represent You well in Your kingdom values.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help us to do our own study into Your Word and reach deep into our hearts, our minds, and our souls to plant our values in Your Word. Lord, we love You and thank You for this devotional today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Well, today's February 7th. Let's dig in here and see what we can find. In 1882, bare-knuckle boxing ends. The last officially sanctioned World Heavyweight Bare-Knuckle Boxing Championship was fought in Mississippi between John L. Sullivan and Paddy Ryan. Sullivan, known as the Boston Strong Boy, won the fight. He had a better name. Later on, he became the first heavyweight champion of gloved boxing. That's where you remember the name John L. Sullivan. And he held the title for 10 years.
Wow, that's a long time for a boxer, isn't it?
Put the gloves on. Yes, that's true. There's that 1940 thing. If you're not lying to me, talk about it.
Yeah, 1940, Pinocchio premieres on the big screen.
Ah, Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Well, your nose didn't get big, so I guess you were telling the truth. Pinocchio premieres in 1940 on this day in history. 1942, the automakers were ordered to join the war. Interesting, the government made it easier to comply by guaranteeing auto manufacturers profits regardless of the cost of production throughout the year. So they bought them off, said, you're going to be working on the war.
1962, John F. Kennedy begins the blockade of Cuba by banning all Cuban imports and exports.
Well, you know, you'd think that would be a good move, but that made a lot of people messed up.
It did. I mean, think it started the fight, didn't it?
Yeah, when you have people that can't have their Cuban cigars, they go nuts. That's so
right?
Stupid, yeah. But anyway, sorry to our cigar smokers out there, but I think it's silly.
It is.
1974. The Symbionese Libertarian Army claims responsibility for the kidnapping of Patty Hearst.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Also known as the SLA. They used her to rob banks. Made her be the face of it.
Mm.
Yeah, so it was
interesting.
It was quite the...
Same year, same day in history, Mel Brooks' Western spoof film, The Blazing Saddles, premieres.
Yeah. 1985, New York, New York becomes the official anthem of New York City.
Well, 1 year before that, to stay in history, in 1984, the first untethered spacewalk. Dude was out there with a backpack, a jetpack on. Yeah.
Thought he was George, was he?
George Jetson? I can believe that we could be flying around in space with a space pack in the lower Earth's atmosphere. I can believe that.
Right.
Before I can believe that we actually walked on the lunar
surface. In 1995, Shania Twain released her album, The Woman in Me. That was Billboard number one in 96. I had one of those. That had like four or five number ones.
And now in more modern day history, in 2013, Mississippi becomes the last state to officially certify the 13th Amendment. In 2013.
Wow.
The 13th Amendment was that which outlawed slavery.
And it took them until 2013 to get that signed, huh?
They had originally formally ratified the amendment in 1995. What other kind of days do we have today?
It is National Rose Day. Stop and smell the roses, people.
Just don't get too close because they have thorns.
Every rose has its thorn.
That didn't debut today, did it?
No.
Going back to 80s music. And it's also National Greeting Card Day. So send a card to a friend. And actually, that fits in with our theme of mental health awareness. Mm-hmm. We want to always make sure that we reach out to our friends more than we have been. Because you just never know when you could make the difference in somebody's day between life and death.
I've always said that if you feel the prompting to call somebody, or you haven't thought about somebody for a while, and all of a sudden you think, I wonder how they're doing. I should find out. Then maybe you need to do that before you forget. That's the Holy Spirit telling you something.
Just like our devotional said, take action.
Yep.
Take action. All right. And our food?
National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Yum, yum.
It's one of our favorite dishes.
Yeah, we have a pasta family here.
Yep.
All right. I think that's going to do it for our Elevate Your Day, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Hopefully we're able to do so for you out there. Thanks again for listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.